NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. The Seven Cabins Fire, the largest wildfire in New Mexico this year, is now approximately 61% contained after burning nearly 32,000 acres. More than 650 personnel are assigned to the fire, where firefighters continue to strengthen containment lines. Recent burnout operations on the fire's south side successfully removed unburned fuel, creating a more defensible perimeter and improving access for crews. Forecasted rain Tuesday and Wednesday is expected to aid firefighting efforts, though fire managers remain cautious. Crews will be prepared to respond to any new fire starts caused by lightning associated with the incoming storms. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for portions of south central Lincoln County, particularly in and around recent burn scars. Areas at risk include Ruidoso, Ruidoso Downs, Alto, Glencoe, and Hollywood, where heavy rainfall could trigger dangerous flooding and debris flows. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that it's making $27.7 million in grants available through rural business development grant programs. The program provides funding for business and community initiatives that promote economic growth and job creation for rural cooperatives, state government agencies, towns and communities, nonprofit corporations, and institutions of higher learning, as well as federally recognized tribes. Individuals and for-profit businesses or organizations are not eligible to apply. Electronic applications must be submitted by 4:30 p.m. on June 15th. For strategic economic and community development applicants, or 4:30 p.m. on June 30th for all other applicants. And summer reading programs are kicking off at libraries across New Mexico, offering children and families a season packed with learning, adventure, and entertainment. This year's summer reading theme is dinosaurs, and local libraries are planning a variety of activities designed to keep young readers engaged throughout the break. Programs include magic shows, story times, reading challenges, movies, STEM labs, fun runs, kickoff parties, and other family-friendly events. Library officials encourage residents to stop by their local branch to sign up for summer reading and learn more about the activities planned in their community. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.